Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to talk about the subject of drinking wine, as most people know it, or not. Please turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 11. Now Hannah was married to Elkanah. His other wife had children, but she could not have any children. Verse 11, she vowed a vow and said, O Father, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto you all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Father, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long will thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from you. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Father. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, or of Satan, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. She equated drinking wine as being a daughter of Belial. Belial, again, is for Satan, belonging to Satan. In chapter 2, verse 12, the sons of Eli were sleeping with the prostitutes and taking the offerings done to themselves. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They didn't know the father. So I want to talk to you today about drinking wine. Well, it's okay to drink wine. One thing we have to remember is that the word for wine in the Old Testament, Y-A-Y-I-N, can be for intoxicated wine or non-intoxicated wine or grape juice. And the word in the New Testament for wine, the Greek is O-I-N-O-S, onios, which is the same thing. It could be used for either intoxicated wine or non-intoxicated wine or grape juice. So you have to be very, very careful, because the grapes on the tree were called wine. Now, when Noah's daughters gave him wine to drink, that was intoxicated wine. See, the meaning of the word is based on how it's being used in the word. In Lamentations chapter 2, verse 12, babies are crying out because they have no wine, but that's grape juice. It's just so very important. If you turn me to, some of you probably ask me, what about the wedding feast of Cana? But let's go to John chapter 2. So what they used to do is they would squeeze the grapes, boil the grapes, make it into a gel, and put the gel into new wineskins so it would not ferment. And when they wanted to drink, they would pour the gel into a cup and then add water, and that would be their drink. With that in mind, let's go to John chapter 2. Verse 3, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Yeshua said unto him, they have no wine. But Yeshua said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, Whatever he said unto you, do it. She was actually saying, He's the boss. If he's going to do something, fine. If he's not, he's not. But he did in verse 6, and it was set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Yeshua said unto them, Fill the water pots with water, see? And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine unto now. You see, he just added water. See, Yeshua made the gel, and he just said, add the water. Go with me to Luke chapter 9. See, you have to understand that these wedding feasts went on for days and days. They obviously were drunk. Luke chapter 9, verse 56. But the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. See, if Yeshua changed that water into intoxicated wine, he'd be coming against his whole purpose. His ministry. He came not to destroy men's lives, but to enhance men's lives. And so, wine, as most people know it, can interfere with their relationship with the Heavenly Father. And it damages the body. It was just a study I saw on the internet that it has drinking wine has harmful effects on one's health. It's just so important. You see that Yeshua didn't come to destroy people's lives, but to enhance their lives. So he would not give them intoxicated wine during this wedding feast to make him more intoxicated. It's just not him. If you go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. And as they were eating, Yeshua took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. By saying to you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine," not wine, "of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's heavenly kingdom." At the wedding feast of Cana, he made a beautiful heavenly drink for them. You know, it tasted so good. He didn't drink wine, as recorded in Matthew 26. It's the fruit of the vine. So it's important that you realize that. If you go with me to Proverbs 20, verse 1. See, the priest could not drink wine when he went into the tabernacle in the presence of Yahweh. And the Bible says we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We should not be drinking wine because we're always in his presence. He's inside of us. Just so important you realize that. Again, the priest could not drink wine when he went into the high holy place, into the presence of the Father. And we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We are priests, and the Father is inside of us. So there's no room for drinking wine. You can if you want to. It'll hurt your relationship with the Heavenly Father, and it'll just kind of hurt your communication with him, and it's against the word. It'll invite Satan into your life in a big way. In Proverbs 20, verse 1, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." Wine is a mocker, not how much. Some people say, "Well, I just drink a little bit." Well, it doesn't say, just wine is a mocker. And if you go to Proverbs 23, you see, it gets worse. Proverbs 23, verse 29. "Who had woe? Who had sorrow? Who had contentions? Who had babbling? Who had wounds without cause? Who had redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright." Don't even look at it, Solomon's saying. Don't even look at it. Verse 22, "At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder." Look what you're inviting into your life by drinking it. "The eye shall behold strange women, and the heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shall I say, and I was not sick. They had beaten me, I felt it not. When shall I awake? I would seek it more." It's just so important. And you say, well, they called Yeshua a wine bibber. Well, they called John demon-possessed because he lived in the wilderness. And Yeshua, see, the term wine bibber, some people call Yeshua a wine bibber. They called John demon-possessed because he lived in the wilderness. Yeshua spent time with sinners. He ate with sinners, so they called him a wine bibber. It doesn't say that he drank wine. It doesn't mean that he was a wine bibber and he drank wine just because he ate and spent time with sinners. You have to be very, very careful. The topic is really up to you. You have to go to the Heavenly Father about it. But it's just so important. You just don't want to invite Satan into your life to destroy what the Father's doing in your life. You come so far. You can't base your life on traditions that are not in the Word. You got to search the Word out yourself. On my website, henrywalker.org, I have this message, "Wine is a Mocker." Read it. Study it for yourself. Now that you heard it, you're obligated to look into it. You're accountable. See, some of you are praying for an enhanced relationship with the Heavenly Father, and you wonder what could be blocking that relationship. Well, this could be one of the things. It is. If you're drinking wine, as most people know it, it's interfering your relationship with the Father, which is so important. And on my previous broadcast, about three of them, I've been talking about turning your flesh over to the Heavenly Father, allowing Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conforming us into the image of Yeshua. See, this is something that could separate you from your relationship with the Father. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now. Do a miracle in their lives, Father. Let them take this message and let them pray about it and seek you on this message, Father. But touch them right now. Do a miracle in their lives, Father, where they need it the most. In the name of Yeshua, touch them right now. And bring a miracle into the family, into the job situation. Get them a place to live. Do a miracle in the name of Yeshua. Amen. But remember on some previous broadcasts, also I was telling you about that January 1st is not the beginning of the year. according to the word, according to the Heavenly Father. The beginning of the year in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, is Abib or Nisan. Abib is another name for Nisan. Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year according to our Heavenly Father. And we need to base our spiritual walk with Him on His calendar, the Hebrew calendar. And you can go to my biblical calendar page on henrywalker.org and you can see, you can verify this yourself, that the beginning of the year, Nisan 1, is April 8th at 6 p.m. The day starts at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. on April 8th starts the beginning of the year. And the Father has not closed out this year. Who are we to close out a year? How can any student tell a teacher the course is over? See, the Father works with us on a yearly basis, and He's not finished with us yet. He wants to crown this year with fatness. He wants to prepare us for our breakthrough, our promotion, a new beginning. You have to be on His calendar. See, some people who have a business are on a fiscal year basis, like from April 1st to March 31st. More people should be on that fiscal basis because they're closer to a new year. So the new year is always around March, April. In my opinion, that financial strength would be enhanced by being on that fiscal year as opposed to January 1st, December 31st, because they're involving the Heavenly Father in their affairs and are on His timetable. It's just so important that you recognize that. Just pray about it and seek your Heavenly Father and see what He tells you to do. Because you don't want to be out of His timing, out of His scheduling, out of his timetable. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I've written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days that of Yeshua, how He fulfilled every feast day with the exception of three, which He will fulfill. My second book is called Noon, which talks about the months of the year on His calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and how the things He did in the Word in those months, He wants to repeat them. And if you use that book in conjunction with my biblical calendar page, you can see when each month begins and ends up at the year 2020 on both calendars, and when each feast day begins and ends up at the year 2020 on both calendars. And also in that book, I talk about the hours of the day according to the word that He did some powerful things in those hours. He wants to repeat them on those hours. There's a certain hour of the day when His healing anointing falls on more than any other hour. You have to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Genesis 1, evening and morning were the first day. So you have to base your life on His time schedule. And so if you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and pray for the day, you're 9 hours late. It's important to be on His scheduling. And you get these books by calling me. First of all, I want to sell these books to you at my course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them out to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. And if you have any questions on my broadcast or on my messages on my website, just call me at the same number, 772-801-3677. And remember, if you miss any one of these broadcasts, you can go to WCNO.com, click on demand, scroll back to God's Timing is Everything. Click on that and you see all prior broadcasts. Also, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, you can make a check or money order out to New Life Revival, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. That's New Life Revival, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. So remember the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, "Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world."
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979.
God bless you. My name is Pastor Edmundo Rivera. My wife and I invite you to our grand opening of our new church, Iglesia de Dios Pentecostal M.E. of Palm City, on January 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Palm City Civic Center, located at 770 Southwest 33rd Street, Palm City. Our services are in Spanish and English, so make this your house of refuge. For more information, please call 706-414-5827. Al esta tu casa de refugio.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991.